You are listening to A Public Affair on KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver. I'm your host, Shannon Young. In the second half of the program, we'll go to the cause. CU Boulder kicked off Black History Month by opening the Center for African and African American Studies last week. Known as The Cause for short, it's the first initiative to center and focus Black and African diaspora students at Colorado's flagship university. The event drew a standing room only crowd to its new space in the Mackey Auditorium building and featured speeches and performances from Cause members, its student founders, and the student body. What you hear in the background is part of a music performance from the opening ceremony. In the next half hour, we'll hear two speeches from the inauguration of the Center for African and African American Studies. First up is Annette James, CU Boulder alumnus and president of the NAACP of Boulder County. Introducing her is Dr. Raylan Rabaka, director of the cause.
President Annette James is a mom, a speaker, and an advocate for social and economic equality, and president of the NAACP of Boulder County. A native of rural Mississippi, she found her way to Boulder, Colorado, to study at the University of Colorado and has lived in Colorado since. Annette has always had a passion for education, economics, and business. These interests bloomed during her studies. She was a member of the Black Student Alliance and supported the First Nations Committee. They were the catalyst to her membership in multiple nonprofit organizations and boards, including the Family Learning Center and the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom. A former chair of the United Black Women of Boulder Valley, she worked to promote the educational, economic, political, and social welfare of Black people in Boulder Valley. During her time as an investment broker, she taught training seminars for Black and people of color that focus on the importance of financial planning that included knowledge of debt and equity instruments. She was one of the small group of investment brokers that lobbied Fortune 500 companies to conduct some of their stock trades using Black brokers. Annette enjoys inventing and product development and has a granted utility patent. Annette helped to found the Joan Washington Scholarship Fund, which provided a monetary stipend to Black high school graduates from Boulder and St. Vrain Valley school districts, and the Charles and Mildred Nylon Scholarship, which is awarded to a student majoring in education at the University of Colorado who plans to teach in diverse schools. Currently, Annette Spark is fixated on expanding the reach and vision of the NAACP Boulder County branch. Without further ado, my president, at least one of them, Annette James.
Hello.
All right. Okay, there we go.
Yeah. So I typically walk around with my notes in tattered pieces because I write it as it comes to me. But on behalf of the NAACP, Boulder County's members, our allies, and friends, thank you, University of Colorado, your students, faculty, and leaders. Thank you, Dr. Rabaka. Well, not so much for the invitation to be here this afternoon, but for the cause of the afternoon. When you shared your indomitable vision for this center, a center for African and African American studies with us, it was a couple of years ago. The timing seemed serendipitous, since we had recently formed a post-secondary education task force led by a dynamic trio with the goal of providing community support to college and university students on and off the campus. And by the way, that dynamic trio is also known as Thomas Windham. Linda Shoemaker. Irene Griego. But Dr. Rebecca, it was your telling of the center's mission, the cause of the cause, that garnered unanimous resonance with us. You see, your description of the cause as a place for knowledge, knowledge embedded in the educational practices that when acquired become more valuable than beliefs. At the cause as a place for belonging, belonging beyond interpersonal connections but include reflective activities for students to build positive relationships with each other, their institution, and their community. The cause as a place for creative innovation, where novel approaches to all genres of the arts and sciences can be cultivated, shaped, and shared. The cause as a place to mentor and be mentored. An exchange of guidance that accelerates growth and empowers confidence. The cause as a place for leadership development. Leaders who will seek to remove the removal of externally imposed barriers that obstruct or impede a human being from realizing his, her, their fullest potentials. The cause as a place to explore and expand humanity, a humanity where mere conquests hold minimal sway, a humanity that enjoys the duty to illuminate new paths. Yes, all this and even more. And right here in Boulder, at CU, clearly, the NAACP wanted to offer our support. But not only did we want to offer our support, you know, when you find a great investment, a good opportunity, what do you want to do? You have to share it with your friends, right? So that's what we do at the NAACP. So we called on some of our cherished friends, and of course, they got right on board, same as the NAACP. So I'd like to say thank you to the Arkansas Foundation. Thank you to the Brett Family Foundation. Thank you to the Bamboo Fund. Thank you to NAACP individual members. Congratulations to the cause.
That was Annette James, president of the NAACP of Boulder County, speaking at the February 1st grand opening of the Center for African and African American Studies, also known as the CAUSE for short. Next up is CAUSE director, Dr. Rayland Rebecca, speaking at the center's inauguration.
I want to give a special shout out to the student co-founders. Audrea Fryer, please stand up. Audrea Fryer, Ruth Woldemichael, come on, Korea White, Isaiah Chavos, I want to give a special shout out to the folks who have worked to make this an incredible event. The folks right here in the CAUSE who've been working with me every day and really working without me because, whew, you know. Anyway, I want to start with the student workers, Naomi Shungu. Where's she at? Naomi. I'm shouting. Oh, she's out working. You know what I mean? Esther Amato. Ola for Lauren. These are student workers. I don't want to butcher the name, but the last name. Sarah Alhak at her halt. Sarah, is she here? Where she's out working herself? She's working? Everybody working, you know what I mean? Kari Johnson. Hey, baby. I want to thank the fine folks in Mackey Auditorium who gave me a warm welcome, even when they walked me through to just check out the space. This is a second home to me now. Oh, I love it in Mackey. I want to shout out the director, my brother, my friend, Rudy Bentecourt. Amanda Wells, come on. Amanda Wells. And the entire Mackey Auditorium staff, thank you. I want to shout out the fine folks that we work with on a weekly basis in the grad school. Maisie Faithful. Dean, please tell her I shouted her out. That's my sister. And William Tarantino, there he is. Come on, William. I see you wore your church clothes. Woo! Okay. Last but certainly not least, I'm trying to wrap it up. Ooh, I'm moving to my closing remarks. My very kind, beloved sister, Jasmine Brooks, who takes care of all of our donations. So I'm out in these mean streets of Boulder, Colorado, hustling up the money, but she closing the deals, y'all. Jasmine Brooks. And if I could bring on the stage with me the brand new Associate Director of the Center for African and African American Studies, Lakeisha Anderson. I don't want to be here all night. I can't tell you the countless things that she has done to keep me going when I'm in the country, when I'm out of the country, when I'm on the road, when I'm in the library, when I'm in the archives, when I'm teaching my classes, when I'm meeting with presidents and governors and all the rest of this. She's holding the center down, making sure that the doors are open so that the students can come in because they need us, right? They need us every day, every day. Lakeisha Anderson. It's almost 5:30. I'm finna take y'all home. Is it okay? Yeah. Closing remarks. Bear with me as I bear with you. This is called the Center for African and African American Studies at CU, building the beloved community in Boulder. Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory is won. Even though I had been campaigning for the Center for African and African American Studies since I joined the faculty at the University of Colorado Boulder in 2005, it was not until the Black Lives Matter movement and the seminar I began to teach on the movement that the struggle for the center was intensified and escalated. Other non-white cultural groups or people of color have long had research centers at the University of Colorado Boulder. For example, and we in solidarity with all these centers, the Center for Asian Studies was established in 1999. Give them some love, y'all. The Center for the Latin American Studies Center was established in 2009. and the Center for Native American and Indigenous Studies was established in 2014. Following in the footsteps of the founding of these centers, my students and I simply wanted a co-curricular and community building space where students, staff, faculty, alumni, artists, activists, allies, and community members could come together to study the historical, cultural, socio-political, spiritual, and artistic experience of Africans, African Americans, and the African diaspora. Finally established in 2021, the Center for African and African American Studies is unique in many ways. First, it is a center that grew out of a seminar, a class on the Black Lives Matter movement. Second, it is a center founded by a faculty member with incredible students, Audrea Fryer, Ruth Woldemichael, Korea White, and Isaiah Chavos. I am not aware of another center at CU Boulder where students played such an integral part in its creation. And finally, it is a center with three major program areas. Number one, research. Number two, visual and performing arts. And number three, student services. It is simultaneously a research center, cultural arts center, and student services center. Indeed, it is a center that reflects some of the ways the Black Lives Matter movement has impacted higher education while emphasizing intersectionality and solidarity with Latinx folk, Native Americans, Asian Americans, and white allies. Perhaps more than anything else, the Center for African and African American Studies was established to create community and most especially to build the beloved community. In fact, the Center for African and African American Studies can be thought of as and also known as the Center for Building the Beloved Community. The beloved community is a concept that I have borrowed from Martin Luther King. I have spent what feels like a lifetime studying Dr. King's concept of the beloved community. And now, after nearly 20 years of serving on the faculty at the University of Colorado Boulder, I am no longer studying and talking about the beloved community. Together, we are building it. It is my hope. It is my hope that the Center for African and African American Studies will be a special part of the legacy that we collectively leave to countless generations of CU students, staff, faculty, alumni, and community members. All of this brings us to a series of key questions. What is the beloved community? What is its role and goal in transforming not simply the University of Colorado, but the broader society? How can we build the beloved community? Who can we build it with? Is it open to everyone, including white folk? Can people who have previously done wrong repent and be redeemed in the beloved community? Are we willing to give everyone, and not just our friends and our family, but everyone, space and grace and room to redeem themselves in the beloved community? In a 1969 sermon on Gandhi, Martin Luther King stated, "The aftermath of nonviolence is the creation of the beloved community, so that when the battle's over, a new relationship comes into being between the oppressed and the oppressor," unquote. For Dr. King, the beloved community was an integrated society, an America that was no longer racially segregated. He also believed that along with racism, poverty and militarism were the greatest impediments to the creation of the beloved community. Building on Dr. King's concept of the beloved community, now that we are living in a desegregated and awkwardly integrated American society. Watch this. Oh, Lord. Building on Dr. King's concept of the beloved community, Now that we are living in a desegregated and awkwardly integrated American society, racial segregation is no longer the ultimate goal of the beloved community. The beloved community of the 21st century must be based on insurgent intersectionality and radical inclusivity. Oh. I'm a professor, so let me break it down. By that I mean, it must be a sacred and safe place where all are welcomed, respected, and protected. Everyone is included, and no one is there excluded. Like my idol, Martin Luther King, I have a dream of building a beloved community in Boulder, Colorado. I dream of a world that is committed to acknowledging and honoring the lives, struggles, and leadership of the most marginalized among us, including but not limited to those who are women, queer, trans, gender nonconforming, formerly and currently incarcerated, poor and working class, disabled and differently abled, undocumented, immigrant, and indigenous. The beloved community of the 21st century. In the beloved community of the 21st century, we must be intentional about amplifying the particular experience of racial, gender, sexual, and state violence against women, queer, trans, gender nonconforming, and intersex folk. A truly beloved community is committed to combating patriarchy and heteropatriarchy, and queer phobia and transphobia just as much as it is to committed to combating police brutality and violence against black people. The beloved, I feel so good. The beloved community, the beloved community that I envisioned is deeply committed to mental health and wellness, to immigrants' rights, to the abolition of the prison industrial complex, and to the abolition of the military industrial complex. I'm about to go. I'm about to get them. Oh, boy. The beloved community is committed to equal access to education and healthcare, to food justice, to animal rights, and to the preservation of plant life, and to open and honest conversation about climate change and environmental racism and their devastating impact on the poorest and most vulnerable among us. There can be no liberation for any of us if we do not center and fight for those who have been marginalized and exploited. This brings to mind something that Audre Lorde strongly stressed in one of my favorite books called Sister Outsider. When she wrote, "I am not free while any woman is unfree, even when her shackles are very different from my own. And I am not free as long as one racialized and colonized person remains chained, nor is anyone of you." That's Audre Lorde. That's Audre Lorde. Oh, boy. Oh, God. I'm trying to keep it together. The beloved community members are in sincere solidarity with oppressed, exploited, and racially colonized people who are fighting for their liberation. And indeed, we know that our histories and destinies are intertwined. We stand in solidarity with our racially colonized family members all over the world who are fighting against the ravages of economic exploitation, environmental injustice, food insecurity, war, and continued colonization. We also stand with undocumented and immigrant people all over the world, but especially here in the United States. We recognize and honor the rights of Native Americans and other indigenous people. We recognize their rights and their struggle for land, self-determination, and reparations. The beloved community supports the ambitions and the work of all progressive people who are struggling against 21st century forms of imperialism. It also seeks to intervene in the current political climate and assert a clear vision of the democratic, peaceful, charitable, and environmentally responsible world we all want to create. We believe that we have to be bridges for those who claim to be our allies and help them evolve into our advocates. We must reject quick fixes and false solutions and solemnly believe that we can bring into being a transformation of contemporary society, which sadly places, profit over people, greed over need, and make it impossible for most of us to live decent and dignified lives. And I close. You know, it's all right, baby. It's okay. Took me 20 years to build it almost. Can I get a few minutes? Woo! Feel good. The beloved community knows that another world is possible. A world where Latinx folk, Native Americans, Asian Americans, African Americans, and European Americans finally come together and work together to rescue and reclaim our humanity and bring into being a multiracial, multicultural, multilingual, and interfaith American democracy. In the center for African and African American studies, we wake up every day working to build the beloved community on the Boulder campus and in the Boulder community. We believe that another way and another world is possible, but only if we are willing to work for it, only if we are willing to be like John Lennon, who said, "You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope one day you'll join us and the world will be as one." Imagine each and every soul under the sound of my voice solemnly committing to making whatever sacrifices are necessary to bring the beloved community into being. I end as I began with the African American national anthem. Ooh. Stony the road we trod, bitter the trestling rod, felt in the days when hope unborn died, yet with a steady beat have not our weary feet come to the place for which our mothers and fathers sighed. We have come over a way that with tears has been watered. We have come treading our path through the blood of the slaughtered. Out from the gloomy past, till now we stand at last, where the white gleam of our bright star is cast. Lift every voice and sing, till earth and heaven ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory is won. Welcome to the Center for African and African American Studies. Commit yourselves to the cause.
That was CU Boulder Professor Dr. Rayland Rabaka speaking at last week's grand opening of the Center for African and African American Studies on the CU Boulder campus. That's it for today's edition of A Public Affair on KGNU Community Radio. I've been your host, Shannon Young. Thanks for listening.